Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and I'm coming to you live on CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, that's Circle Sanctuary's internet radio, and I'm coming to you live via my main Facebook page, Selena Fox Updates. Tonight, we explore fall equinox magic. Indeed, I have with me a variety of symbols and things to share with you tonight. The equinox is a powerful time, whether it be in the spring or the fall. And the time leading up to equinox, as the energy for that equal day, equal night time unfolds, is usually called the tides of the equinox. And so while equinox is actually in a few days, we are in the beginning of the tides. A powerful time to do magic, a powerful time to reflect, connect, and transform. Tonight happens to be a dark moon, another important time within the rhythms of nature, a time for introspection and reflection, for letting go of what's not needed, to prepare for the new. I'd like to share with you a chant that I use in connection with equinox time. And I have with me a Celtic sunstone reproduction that actually shows the three major sun cycles. We've got in the middle the equinox, a small circle on one end, winter solstice, a larger circle at the other end, summer solstice. Stone usually has the summer solstice upright, and this is a reproduction. And equinox is a powerful time for balance and for transformation. I invite you, wherever you might be, to take a few moments now and connect with the sacred according to your own tradition, your path, philosophy. Or if you're a free thinker, connect with source, with reason. Equal day, equal night, balancing dark and light, equal day, equal night, balancing dark and light, equal day, equal night, balancing dark and light, equal day, equal night, balancing dark and light. Equinox blessings. So take a few moments as you reflect on balance. For indeed, equinox has balance at its core. Light what is visible, dark, what is hidden. Reflect on balance in your own life right now. What parts of your life are balanced? In a physical sense, a balance of movement and activity and rest. In a mental sense, a balance of taking in, of learning, reflecting, and sharing, transmitting. A balance in terms of types of activities, doing for others, being part of the larger world in contributing, and self-care. Relationships that you nurture, relationships that nurture you, relationships that have nurturing going in both directions. Your soul, sustaining good spiritual well-being, growing spiritually, letting go of what no longer serves, growing in awareness, growing in understanding, being open to messages, guidance, support, in the night, in our sleep and dreams, in the day, as we go about daily life. I also invite you to reflect on balance in your home, in the work that you do, in your household, in your neighborhood, in your local area, in your country, in the world, and the universe as a whole. Reflecting on what is in balance and where more balance is needed. Reflecting on yourself and how you can be an agent of change, bringing balance, well-being, peace. Now and in times to come. As the days become equal in length with the night, this is a powerful time for noticing that rhythm of nature around you. And it's a powerful time for turning inward and doing assessment. And calling to mind something that you would like to set in motion for a healthier way of being. The equinox tides are times when you can focus, reflect, get a sense of what type of change and transformation you'd like to set in motion, and then upon deciding that, to do one or more workings as the equinox approaches. In a way, working with the tides is similar to riding a wave. If you've ever watched somebody surf on a wave, or if you've done surfing yourself, you want to catch that wave before it breaks, before it's at its absolute peak. You want to catch that wave on its upswing and then ride it. I haven't done surfboard surfing, but over the course of my life, my love of the ocean and waves, I've done quite a bit of body surfing. And it is so fabulous when you are in sync with the sea and the waves and are able to have that flow. That metaphor is really a powerful one for looking at how you can work with the equinox tides, be that spring equinox for all of you who are in the southern hemisphere, or for those of us here in the northern hemisphere as autumn approaches. Equinox is a powerful time for assessing balance and putting some things in motion to bring about greater balance and well-being. Autumn equinox has some special powers that are excellent for doing magic. And one of those powers has to do with bringing in the harvest. If you have a garden and you are growing herbs, fruits, vegetables, other wonderful things that you work with within your own life, this is a powerful time for bringing in the harvest, taking part in harvest rituals, and giving thanks for the harvest. One of my favorite things to do during this harvest season is to gather acorns. Indeed, I have been gathering many acorns over the last few weeks as part of this harvest time. Why I'm focusing right now on acorns, they are wonderful symbols of the magic of nature. For indeed, from a tiny acorn, huge oak trees can grow. One of the symbols of autumn in many traditions is the acorn, not only because they're available at this time of year in the northern hemisphere and during the autumn time, but they are associated with good fortune and strength. So something that you may want to do is to go, if you're in an area where there are some oak trees and you have access to a place where you can pick up some acorns, is to gather one or more acorns and have it be a symbol of the season, to work with that acorn to remind you of the rhythms of nature and the power of potential, of growth, of birth, growth, death, and rebirth, that powerful cycle of life. Another wonderful thing to be able to do connected with harvest and harvest magic is to create a cornucopia. You can physically create a cornucopia, taking fruits and vegetables, herbs, I've got some acorns in here too, that you've gathered from your own gardens or that you've gathered from places where you can wildcraft, from farmers markets, from local farms, from groceries that actually create a cornucopia. Now, a cornucopia is a symbol of harvest. It's also known as the horn of plenty. Creating a cornucopia arrangement is a way of symbolizing harvest time, as well as acknowledging your connection with the realm of vegetation that sustains us. Having this harvest symbol can deepen your understanding of this time of year, and this can be a really powerful symbol of abundance. Regardless of what your socioeconomic circumstances are, one can connect with the magic of abundance and gratitude at this time of year. A cornucopia is one way of doing that. Doing some type of ritual or meditation in which you call to mind areas within your own life that you have appreciation for, that you can find abundance. To call that to mind and to be thankful. I'd like to share with you a harvest autumn equinox meditation. I invite you to look at an image of a cornucopia or call one up in your mind and focus a few moments on the horn of plenty, of having enough, of being cared for, of being thankful for what you have. Reflect on that for a few moments. And then, working with the five elements of nature, call to mind associated blessings of abundance already present in your life. Abundance of the sacred earth. Call to mind something having to do with your home, the physical place where you dwell. Give thanks. Call to mind some aspect of your physical body that you appreciate and give thanks. Call to mind some item or things that you have that represent abundance, prosperity, well-being. It may be a ritual tool. It may be a favorite object that you work with on a daily basis. It might be a mobile device. It might be a favorite chair. Connect with the realm of the material blessings. Give thanks. And with the power of the sacred air, we connect with the realm of thoughts, of knowledge, of wisdom. Call to mind some things that you have learned that you are thankful for. and give thanks. Call to mind conversation, communication that has been mutually beneficial. It might be an in-person conversation. It might be something done virtually. It might be something that's done in written form. Reflect a few moments on communication exchanges. Be appreciative, give thanks for those kinds of connections that not only contribute to relationship, but to understanding, to knowledge, to wisdom. Give thanks. Call to mind something you've read, something you've viewed, something you've heard, some form of learning that you have experienced in the recent past. Or if you prefer, think about your educational background. Connect with the abundance that comes from learning. And give thanks. Call to mind abundance of the sacred fire. Fire in the form of creativity, of stamina, of inspiration manifesting in creative expression. Call to mind creativity that dwells within you. Experience that creativity as something that is constant, whether you are actively endeavoring to work with it or not. Celebrate the abundance of the creative dimension of self. And as you reflect on yourself, growing with the sacred light of creative inspiration. Call to mind some ways that that has manifested in the past, and ways that that can manifest in the future. Give thanks. And also with the sacred fire, connect with that sense of life force that's within you, your vitality, your stamina, your energy. Connect with that part of you that is alive, that is vibrant, and reflect on that being abundant within you, regardless of what daily circumstances and past adventures have been. Reflect on yourself as a vibrant, vital, strong, dynamic being. That you have the horn of plenty of vitality within yourself. The ability to draw on reserves, to enhance your zest for life. And give thanks. And call to mind the powers of sacred water, the flow of feelings, of mood within yourself. Celebrate yourself's emotions, that feeling part of yourself that makes it possible to interconnect with others, feelings that help you gain an understanding of not only your past, but the here and now. Honor your range of feelings and connect with the peace that is within you. Give thanks for the feeling dimension of yourself. And also connected with the flow of sacred water and symbolic and consciousness ways, call to mind love and loved ones, close friends and family that you resonate with, other loved ones, not only humans that are in your life in the here and now, but ancestors, beloved dead, ancient ones that have gone before you. Experience yourself and a horn of plenty of humanity. And although in this 2020 time when I'm doing this podcast, it is a time of pandemic where humans are being cautious about in-person gatherings, this is a time where we can expand our ways of connecting. Connecting not only through podcasts and live streams, but in our imagination. So as you experience yourself as part of the cornucopia of humankind, from past to the present, recognize that we are creating ways of being for the future. Experience yourself connecting with loved ones, known and not yet known, and expand that circle of relationship to also include creatures and plants, ecosystems, spirit of place. Experience yourself having an abundance of connections of different types from the past, here, now, in the present, and what is yet to come. Experience yourself being part of a wonderful, interconnected web of community of life here in your own area, around the planet, and into the universe. And give thanks. The fifth element, spirit, call to mind one or more forms of the sacred or source that you are aligned with. Consider that relationship, relationships, as also part of the horn of plenty, the cornucopia of spirituality. Spend a few moments now calling to mind the name or names of goddesses, gods, nature spirits, elementals, ancient ones, spiritual guides, and for you free thinkers, call to mind reason, source. Give thanks for the divine, for source, in whatever way or ways it is in you and in your life. Take this fall equinox time as an opportunity to strengthen those spiritual connections and give thanks. And consider the abundance of spiritual community possible through cyberspace. Those of you listening live or listening later to the podcast, experience yourself as part of a community exploring fall equinox magic. Those of you who are watching live on Facebook or will be watching this live stream later, you too consider yourself part of a great community of beings, of humans, looking to make fall equinox magic. Take comfort in knowing that you are not alone, that you are part of an interconnected community that converges in many ways, not only through podcasts and live streams and videos, but events of many types, and not only during our waking time, but in our meditations, in our imaginations, in our dreams and inner journeys. Celebrate the abundance of spirituality at this equinox time. And as the equinox approaches, take some time out each day and or night to just spend a few moments experiencing yourself as part of the magic of equinox. Another part of fall equinox magic has to do with a more recent holiday that's come to be. On September 21st, which is autumn equinox time, not every year it's right on the 21st, but it's close to equinox time, and for a number of years, this day has been set aside worldwide, so it's a spring equinox thing in the southern hemisphere, as well as an autumn equinox thing in the northern. It's the United Nations International Day of Peace. Clearly, we're in an age where there has been an abundance of chaos and challenge. Extreme climate events have been happening. Intense storms, hurricanes, and indeed, I'm originally from the East Coast of the United States, and since I was a young girl, I have learned to track the hurricanes and tropical depressions and other storms that come up at this time of year in the Atlantic Ocean. And indeed, there are multiple storms, not only Hurricane Sally, which is making its way onto America's Gulf course, the Gulf Coast area, but there are other storms in the Atlantic as well. And out west, there continues to be wildfires burning. You wonder, well, with all these climate extreme events going on, how can we focus on peace? With wars and conflict and political division happening, not only in the USA, but other parts of the world, how can we focus on peace? Well, what better time to focus on peace is when there is a need for it. And a powerful thing about having a day of peace where people from around the world take some time out to reflect on peace, to think about peace, and to bring some peace into the world. This truly can be an act of magic. So I invite you to join me as we reflect on peace as part of Equinox Magic. I have something that I'm working with as part of my Equinox Magic, a small globe enamelware that shows planet Earth. And this little globe I got many years ago, it actually opens up, and inside is a crystal in a little pouch that has gone to the Parliament of the World's Religions, an international, interreligious, multilingual, multicultural, grand gathering of people from around the planet. The first one was held in 1893, and then 100 years later, it reemerged as the first parliament of the world's religion in the 20th century. And since that time, every few years, another parliament has come to be. I am thankful that I've been connected with the parliament since its reemergence in the 20th century. I've literally gone around the world with the crystal that's within here and this globe. And to me, this not only symbolizes the planet as a whole, but that crystal that's within it has been blessed by people from many nations and many forms of religion, philosophy, and spirituality. So as I hold an image of the planet up before me, I invite you to envision the planet in your own way and to call up peace within yourself. Peace be within us. Peace be before us. Peace be above us. Peace be below us, peace be beside us, peace be around us, peace be in our lives, peace be in our homes, peace be in our nations, peace be on planet Earth, peace be in the universe. Peace, inner peace, world peace, cosmic peace, sacred peace. So be it. Aho. Amen. Ashe. Namaste. Salom. Shalom. Blessed be. Equinox magic. There are many ways to make magic at fall equinox time. One of my favorite ways of celebrating equinox and welcoming in the fall is with home blessing. So there's different ways to bless your home. Certainly a bit of incense goes a long way to bringing about protection, well-being, joy, and happiness. Ah, but there's a variety of ways that you can do home blessing at this dark moon, new moon time, at this equinox time, equinox tides time, and one of the most magical ways is to have a broom. A broom. A broom is a magical instrument. It can be a mundane tool as well. You can use it to physically clear a space, but also energetically clear a space. So even if you are feeling your home is in pretty good shape, why would you want to do a cleansing, blessing, protection, energizing of your home at this time? Well, part of spiritual housekeeping. And some people will like to use the broom not only on the floor to get rid of the physical debris, but to hold it up and to create a sacred energy flowing around. Now, you can do it clockwise or counterclockwise depending on your tradition. Some people go counterclockwise to dispel what's not needed and then clockwise to bring in what one seeks to do. And having a broom, working with it as part of a home blessing tool can be a very magical way of welcoming in the autumn. And certainly this can be done at any time of year, at either equinox, but there's something really special about autumn equinox and brooms. Indeed, those of us who not only celebrate the beginnings of each of the four seasons, the equinoxes and the solstices, but the Celtic fire festivals that are the midpoints of the four seasons, well, what is the other pagan holiday in the autumn? It is Samhain, and yes, brooms are, and all things witchy tend to get woven into that. So in addition to doing some broom magic as part of your equinox, I invite you to consider what kinds of things you need to do to ready your home for the autumn and the colder weather and the coming winter. Yes, home blessing also includes preparations for the changing of the seasons. In addition to working with incense, working with the broom, you may want to do what I call the threshold blessing, to take a paper towel or a cloth, rag of some sort, and get some warm soapy water on a mild day and go to your front door, and to not only wipe the door, cleanse the door on the front and the back and the door jamb, but to also clean all around the threshold. And as a way of completing that cleansing and protecting of the main entrance into your home, to consider putting some kind of autumn symbol on your door. And a good thing to do is to work with the autumn wreath. Now, there's different kinds of wreaths you can create or find. I have one that's made out of parts of corn. And clearly there's lots of corn growing up in these parts right here. And this isn't the corn itself, but the things around the corn, letting it dry. And so this corn shock wreath is something I use on my front door every year. But I also have gathered from a local farm market some corn, decorative corn. This is sometimes called Indian corn. It comes in different colors. And I actually create, not only putting the wreath there, but I put this symbol of the autumn on the front door. So not only is it a way of beautifying the home, but it's a kind of magic watching over your main doorway as the autumn arrives. There are other ways of doing home blessing, and if you have some kind of rhythm instrument or some other kind of musical instrument, or perhaps you have some favorite music, a recording of favorite music, on a mild day before it gets really, really cold, open all the windows and let the air flow in and flow through and do a cleansing. One of the things I like about incense, when I do that technique, it actually shows, makes visible the air currents. And so sometimes I need to open some windows a little bit bigger and put some incense around in multiple places. And the air moving through the home is a way of refreshing the inside of the home. The incense can move through and be another blessing. But on top of these two techniques, having some type of sound that is pleasing and that is enhancing the wellness of your dwelling, it can be fabulous. I like using my Sistrum. Not only is a very old rhythm instrument, some say it had its origins in ancient Egypt, and indeed, if you look at the temple paintings that continue to exist this day, and some carvings and some other forms of artwork, you will see the use of the Sistrum in connection with Aset, also known as the great goddess Isis, and Bast, the cat goddess, and Hathor. These goddesses have had the Sistrum connected with them. What I like is it makes a joyful sound, but it can be a cleansing sound as well, a sound of well-being. I played a singing bowl a little bit ago. This is a singing bowl that I call my interreligious singing bowl. And this, too, has gone with me around the world to various international interreligious gatherings over the last several decades. and it has such a wonderful, wonderful tone. So you might have a chime or a bell or a singing bowl that you can play, or you may want to use your voice. Bless this place as sacred space. 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 And yes, your home can, your whole home can be a sacred place. For spirituality does not need to be put in a little box or contained. Indeed, it works the best when it is constantly flowing within you and around you in the places where you are. Another part of equinox magic is the equinox greeting. So as equinox comes on, I invite you to take some photographs, put together some words of, it can be a simple thing, happy fall, or happy equinox, or welcome autumn, and put it out into the cyber universe. On social media, sending greetings by email or chat, texting with those that you know. Share the equinox magic with others by sharing from yourself a blessing, a greeting, a joy. Another fabulous way to celebrate equinox. I think having these one-on-one messages, as well as messages that get broadcast, such as this podcast and this live stream, these are all ways of not only keeping alive the tradition of celebrating fall equinox, but of helping oneself deepen connections with others, sharing the joy. I'd invite you to, at this equinox time, to take a look at one or more of the ethnic, cultural, spiritual, national parts of your own identity, looking at your own ancestry, and doing some research. How did your ancestors, be the people that you actually descend from genetically, or if you're adopted or have an affinity with a particular group, working with that, or from your own spiritual tradition, what are some ways that people have celebrated harvests in the past, to actually look at harvest traditions and looking at equinox traditions. By learning more about this time of year and how it's been celebrated in the past, this enlarges our own understanding of this sacred time across the ages and can help inform us, inspire us, guide us in our own personal, household, and community celebrations. I also think a good piece of equinox magic is, if you have a home altar, to put one or more symbols on your altar that symbolizes autumn to you. One of the things I like about this particular candle, which is an orange candle in a jar that's shaped like a pumpkin, is that this is a wonderful way of recognizing the autumn, symbolizing the autumn, and having a reminder of the autumn within one's inner space, interior space, as well as connecting us with that larger world where there are pumpkins growing in fields and being in farmers markets. One of the things that I do at equinox time as I prepare for the turning of the wheel to Samhain is, and this is usually an early October thing, just past equinox, is to go out to one of the local farm markets and to pick some pumpkins for the front porch. Well, whether you live in a house or a cabin or some kind of a vehicle, camper, or if you're in an apartment or in a rooming house, you don't have to take up a lot of space with your autumnal decorations, but bringing something in or an object that you use every year to represent autumn. It keeps the continuity of celebrating the seasons alive. If you haven't already done so, it is a good idea in your journal, if you have one, or if you don't, start one. Make some notes. How are you celebrating equinox? How are you welcoming in fall? Make some notes, and as you get inspiration, there might be ideas that have come to you through this podcast, this live stream, that you find helpful. Note them down. As you do that, it helps you remember it, and when the seasons turn again next year at this time, you can look back on what you've done before. You can work with some things you've done in the past, and you can enhance it by adding something new to the celebration. I wrote a chant a number of years ago for our celebration of autumn equinox. We give thanks for the harvest. So think about the harvest. Think about the abundance of nature and how that harvest sustains you and sustains other life. We give thanks for abundance. Think about the abundance of nature, but think about abundance in an even larger way in terms of your personal life, such as through the meditation that we did earlier in this time together. We give thanks for the blessings in our lives through the year. So as you think of harvest and abundance and the fall equinox, do think about the blessings that have come into your life. This is a powerful time for not only resetting ourselves, blessing our homes, but counting our blessings, considering ways that we are prospering, even at a time where it seems that there is scarcity and chaos and challenge and illness and climate chaos. There's a lot of things that aren't working right. So a really good thing to do during this harvest time, this fall equinox time, is to also bring about a balance and remind yourself of what's right in your life, what's right in the home area, what's right in the world, and to celebrate that, and to find good ways for you to be able to take time out of daily to-dos and the daily stuff of living, to weave into that an appreciation of nature, an attunement of nature, a celebration of the cycle of seasons. We give thanks for the harvest. We give thanks for abundance. We give thanks for the blessings in our lives. Through the year, we give thanks for the harvest. We give thanks for abundance. We give thanks for the blessings in our lives through the year. Happy equinox wherever you may be. And for all of us up here in the Northern Hemisphere, enjoy the equinox tides. Welcoming in the autumn. Happy autumn equinox. Happy Mavon. Some people use that name, a more recent name that emerged in contemporary paganism. Happy autumn. And now before signing off, I will share with you some more ways of making equinox magic. Circle Sanctuary, that's a nature spirituality church that I helped found back in 1974. You can find us on the web, www.circlesanctuary.org, and find us on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. Well, we are having our Welcome Fall celebration and our very first Welcome Fall celebration online. Yes, we're continuing to gather virtually to celebrate the seasons. Our focus this year is taking a look at protection. We will have a series of workshops and ceremonies, and I will be doing a special live workshop on protection and well-being herbs for fall equinox, including a guiding of a crafting of a personal home blessing protective charm called a witch bottle. So if you are interested in joining me for that, joining our Circle Sanctuary community for some or all the other events of that day, please go over to the Circle Sanctuary website, www.circlesanctuary.org, and register. Now, if you're a Circle Sanctuary member, it's free. We're making all our virtual events as we've begun monetizing them to keep our organization financially healthy. We are making that free for members. If you aren't a member and are interested in joining, there's information about that on the website. Or if you just want to check it out some or all of the day, then it's $10 American if you want to join us. Now, as those of you who have been taking part in our Sabbath celebrations online know, our experimentation with bringing things to you to celebrate the seasons is continuing. So we have an opportunity to converge in cyberspace through a special YouTube channel connected with the Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel. But in order to take part in the event, you actually have to register. We're not going to be publicly streaming this. It's going to be for people who want to join the celebration. That way, there'll be an opportunity to do some interaction during the live broadcast, and there'll be all sorts of amazing videos and presentations. And if you decide to take part as my protection and well-being herb workshop for fall equinox, get yourself your own kind of jar and some herbs that you resonate with, a bit of soil from your home area, some bent nails or paper clips, because we'll be crafting a witch bottle as part of the equinox tides to bless our homes. On Sunday, that's the 20th of September, I am guest minister. I'm returning to Unitarian Church North, which is north of Milwaukee, but this too is through cyberspace. So there will be a pre-recorded series of things happening for the service, but there will also be live discussion via Zoom, and I look forward to being part of that. And in the afternoon, join me and other pagans, not only from around Canada, but the U.S., Brazil, some other parts of the world, for the Hamilton Pagan Pride Day, Hamilton Pagan Harvest Fest. Yes, on Sunday afternoon, I'll be doing a workshop honoring the dead at Samhain and being part of Best Practices for Conducting Online Rituals. That's a panel with some pagan leaders from different countries and different traditions. So I invite you to join us for that. And if you want more information about these events, you can take a look at my main Facebook page, Selena Fox Updates, and look under the notes, and you will see links for all these fall events that I am doing. And then autumn equinox happens next Tuesday. Spring equinox happens next Tuesday. So I invite you to continue your celebration and preparations for welcoming in this sacred time. Thank you all for tuning in, and thank you to our CSNP team, David and Jeanette Ewing, Circle Sanctuary ministers from Northern Virginia, who have Moon Magic as a podcast. Deborah Rose, who does Circle Talk. She's from Kentucky, a Circle Sanctuary minister there. And Laura Gonzalez, who's in our ministry training program, who does multilingual programming, English and Spanish on Lunatic Mondays and on her Pagans of the World podcast. She has a variety of hosts who are sharing information in Portuguese and Spanish. So I invite you to tune in to not just my podcast, Nature Mystic on Sunday afternoons and Nature Spirituality on Wednesday evenings, but to check out all of our podcasts. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel or my YouTube channel, Selena Fox, I invite you to do that, because we're archiving all sorts of chants and rituals and workshops at both of those locations. And given the fact it's dark moon, new moon time, I actually have some playlists of my various chants for celebrating that. Thank you all for tuning in. I wish you happy equinox. Many blessings.
Bye.
and thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connected to the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.